Now, and the purpose of sadhana, bhakti, is to turn towards Krishna. That means turning towards our relationship with Krishna, which means turning towards a very full, deep devotional mood of service. Turning to Krishna with a mood of devotion and service, taking ourself out of the center and placing the lotus feet of Krishna in our hearts and serving those lotus feet, trying to give Krishna pleasure and Krishna's dear ones. So please chant in that mood, begging for that kind of service, and then Sri Advaita Charya's mercy will certainly come to us all. I'd just like to say one other point about Sri Advaita Charya, which so much embodied Srila Prabhupada's mood and the spirit of his preaching, which directly came from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And that was, that is, Sri Advaita Charya, he's a very subtle principle. He's a supreme person, he's Vishnu Tattva, but he's called Sadashiva, the Vishnu part of Lord Shiva. Because Lord, he is the glance of the Lord upon the material energy. And the deep meaning of this is that he's teaching us how to use the material energy in the mood of service, because the material energy, in fact, is not material at all. It's Krishna's energy. So we should, without any enjoying spirit. Hare Krishna. You're well? You're well? Good.
I love cold from Kundalini. Mentally, you mean?
Huh?
Mentally, or?
I can't. I won't even answer that question. But in any case, how to use the material energy in the service of the Supreme Lord and completely spiritualize it in the mood of a servant. This is the mood of Sri Advaita Charya, even though he is the Lord. And it's such an amazing mood. Even though he's the Lord, he prefers the mood of servant. And even though we're unavoidably servants, we sort of dream about being the Lord. But the Lord is in the mood of wanting to serve. So this is the mood that Srila Prabhupada gave us, the simplest and most wonderful mood of chanting in the mood of, please allow me to serve you. Please accept me as your servant. Please accept me as your servant. Even though I am so unqualified in 100,000 ways, please accept my humble attempt to serve you. Sounds like it's raining in the land of amplification there. Okay. So at the different times we'll read, listen carefully, and then sometimes we'll chant and chant with a full heart. Please.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
Rama,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone chant.
Hare.
Keep playing. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure eternal fame. Glory, glory to the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the master of the worlds. Oh glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servants who are dear to all. Glory, glory to Sri Chaitanya. It would be good to have the harmonium amplified too. Okay, he should want. Okay. Glory, glory to Sri Chaitanya, who is the life of the worlds. Oh Lord, please place your 2 feet in my heart. Glory, glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the auspiciousness of the worlds. Glory, glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the life of Paramananda Puri. Oh, glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the life treasure of Swarup Damodar. Oh, glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is dear to Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan Goswami. Oh glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the heart of Jagadish and Gopinath. Oh Lord, please cast your glance of mercy upon all conditioned souls. This is the mood of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed blissful pastimes of Sankirtan with Nityananda Prabhu and all the devotees of Mayapur Navadip. Now hear of the arrival of Sri Advaita Charja. One day, in the mood of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sweetly ordered Ramai Pandit, Ramai, go to Advaita Charja's home and tell him that I have come. Tell him that the person he worshipped, the person he wept for and fasted for, has now come. I have descended to award devotional service to all. He should come at once to me. In a secluded place, tell him of Lord Nityananda's arrival. Tell him all you've seen of these amazing Sankirtan pastimes. Tell him to come at once and bring his wife, whose name was Sitarani, and also bring offerings with which to worship me. Ramai Pandit took the Lord's order and placed it upon his head. And in his heart he was thinking, Hari, Hari. Srivas's younger brother Ramai left at once for Santipur, although he did not know the path. He was overcome with bliss and accepting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Somehow, Ramai wandered to faraway Santipur, and he found himself directly in front of the home of Advaita Charja. He was filled with bliss. Ramai Pandit bowed down before Advaita Charja, but he could not utter a single word. But Advaita Charja, who knew everything, he thought, the Lord's order to me has arrived. And upon seeing Ramaya, Dwaita smiled and said, I know the order that you have brought for me. Ramaya Pandit respectfully folded his hands and he said, you know everything. Please, come at once. Sri Advaita charged in ecstasy. He lost consciousness of his whole body. Who can understand Lord Advaita's deep pastimes? Although he knew everything, he nevertheless said, where is it said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has come to stay amongst us human beings? In what shastra it is said that the Supreme Lord will descend to Nadia? But Ramai Pandit knew very well about Advaita Charya's exalted nature, and he did not say one word in reply. He only smiled in his heart. See, Advaita Charya's nature is unfathomable. What does that mean? What does the English word unfathomable mean? Yes, it is so deep. His nature is so deep that no one can understand the depth of it, how deep it actually is, exactly what he's feeling or thinking or understanding. Still, the saintly devotees can easily understand it, although the impious cannot. Advaita Charya, peaceful at heart, again said, tell me again, O Ramai Pandit, why have you come? Tell me again the order that you carry. Ramai Pandit began to weep, and he replied, that person who you worshipped, that person who you shed tears to call to this world, that person who you fasted for, he has now come. He has come to give devotional service to everyone. He has sent me to give you this order. He said, immediately come. Immediately come and bring your wife and bring proper offerings to worship the Lord's six-odd form. Lord Nityananda has already arrived. He is a second form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is your very life. You already know all of this. Do I need to tell you more? I am so fortunate, for I will see you all together in one place. When Advaita Charya heard these words from Ramai's mouth, he raised his arms in the air and he began to weep. And then he fell to the ground. He fainted in ecstasy. And seeing this, everyone in the home of Advaita Charya in Shantipur became filled with wonder. After a moment, Advaita Charya returned to external consciousness and he began to roar, I have brought him. I have brought my Lord. And because of my touch, the Lord left Vaikuntha and he has come here. Saying this, and weeping, Advaita Charya fell to the ground. And devoted Sitarani, his wife, who is the mother of the worlds, also began weeping with joy. Advaita's son, whose name was Achyutananda, although only a boy, he also wept without stopping. In what direction was there not weeping in the home of Advaita Charya? Because Advaita Charya's home became filled with love for Krishna. Then after some time, Advaita Charya became peaceful. But then after a moment, he again became agitated. And he stayed in an ecstatic trance. His body was rocking to and fro. And after some time, Advaita Acharya asked Ramai Pandit, what was it that the Lord said to me? And Ramai answered, "The Lord ordered that you should come at once." And Advaitacharya said, "Please listen, O Ramai Pandit. If he proves to me that he is actually my Lord, only then will I have faith in him. If he reveals his powers and opulences, and if he places his feet upon my head, then I will know he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is my Lord. He is the master of my life. I tell you this, it is the truth." Then Ramai said, "Oh my Lord," he said to Advaitacharya, "Oh my Lord, what can I say? If I am fortunate, I will see these things with my own eyes. And what you desire, that is the desire of the Supreme Lord. And because of you, the Supreme Lord has descended to this world." Advaitacharya felt pleased with Ramai's words. And at that moment, at that very moment, he began to prepare for the auspicious journey to Siddhamayapur Navadvipam. And he said to his wife, "Quickly and carefully make everything ready to worship the Lord, and then we shall go." Advaita's devoted wife, Sitarani, knew the truth about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and she carefully prepared very fragrant scents, garlands, incense, and fine clothes, and taking with them milk, yogurt, cream, camphor, betel nuts, he and his wife departed from their home for Navadvip. And as he was leaving, Advaita issued a command that everyone should listen to very carefully. He said, "When you return," he said to Ramai Pandit, "when you return to the Lord, and when he asks you about the success of your mission, say, the Acharya did not come. Then I will see what the Lord says. And I will go hide," where? Where will he hide? Where does everyone hide? I don't hear anyone saying it. That's a terrible out of place joke. Excuse me. Where did he hide? In Mayapur. Thank you. Thank you. Who said that? Yes, thank you, thank you. "At the home of Sri Nandanacharya. I will hide in Nandanacharya's home, but you should simply tell him Advaitacharya did not come."
Hare Krishna.
Everyone said,
"Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare."
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama,
Hare Hare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in everyone's heart, and thus he knew the plan that Advaita Charja had, and he was aware that Advaita Charja was coming. He went to Srivas Pandit's home. By the Lord's wish, all the devotees also assembled there. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered an ecstatic trance, and everyone became completely silent and filled with anxiety. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the master of 30 million devatas, he began roaring. He sat down on Lord Vishnu's throne and he began calling out loudly, Nara has come! Nara has come! He said this again and again. And Nara wants to see my supreme dominion over all. Understanding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hint, Nityananda at once held a chatra, an umbrella, over the Lord's head. He was in the mood of the Supreme Lord. Also understanding this, Gadadhara Pandit offered the Lord betel nuts and camphor, and everyone rendered service according to their capacity. As some devotees were reciting prayers, Ramai returned, but he could not speak. Lord Chaitanya said to Ramai, Nara has come, and Nara wishes to test me. He said this, and he gently moved his head from side to side. He knows me still. Nara always tests me. He told you to test me, and now he is hiding in Charja's house. Quickly, go. Go and bring him. And with my own mouth, I will speak to him with great joy. Then Ramai Pandit happily went to Nandana Charja's home and he told Advaita Charja everything. And hearing Ramai's words, Advaita floated in bliss and he concluded that his plan has succeeded. He immediately walked to the house of Srivas Thakur. He entered within and he stood before, but from a distance, right before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Again and again, he and his wife offered dandavat obeisances. Again and again, they recited prayers. They approached closer, and they gazed at the Lord's wonderful and fearless feet, which are the shelter of the entire universe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's golden form was effulgent. It was handsome. And his beauty defeated many millions of Kamadevs. His cheerful face is the master of many millions of moons. He has two splendid arms that defeat the strength of golden pillars. He is decorated with splendid jewel ornaments. The Srivas and the great Kastuba jewel decorate his chest. Advaita Charja gazed at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vajayanti garland and his Makara-shaped earrings. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's splendor and his glory appeared endless. and they defeat many millions of brilliant suns. Goddess Lakshmi serves as lotus feet. So Advaitacharya is seeing Mahaprabhu in this amazing, splendid, opulent form. Anantashesha holds the umbrella. No one has the power to tell the difference between his toenails and the jewels that decorate them. His lotus feet are so effulgent. The Lord then assumed a threefold bending form, and he began playing a flute. He smiled. Advaitacharya became confused by the Lord's opulence. He began to think, where is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Where are his ornaments? Where are his devotees? Advaitacharya could only see the Lord's great splendor, and he could see nothing more. Advaitacharya then saw Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Kartikeya. He saw all the demigods bowing down before Lord Chaitanya. He saw Narada, Sukadeva, and all the sages reciting prayers with great awe, with great reverence. A goddess who looked like Ganga Devi rode on a shark and offered dandavat obeisances to the Lord. Then Advaita saw Anantashesha offering prayers with his thousands of mouths. He saw all directions. He saw demigods, and they were all standing before the Lord's lotus feet and reciting prayers, and with great devotion they were repeating the word Krishna, 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 Krishna. Advaita could then see Lord Chaitanya's feet everywhere in all of the four directions. And gazing at all of this, Advaitacharya, all he could do was respectfully bow down and offer his obeisances to the Lord's amazingly splendid form. And when he stood up, he beheld still more wonders. He saw many hundreds of hooded serpents offering their prayers with raised arms and hoods. He saw elephants, swans, and horses pulling chariots. In the pathway of outer space, he saw millions and millions of serpent girls offering prayers. And they too were chanting, Krishna, 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 with their eyes filled with tears. No place on earth or outer space was unoccupied. Advaita also saw great sages offering prayers. And gazing at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glory and his opulence, Advaitacharya and his wife became filled with awe. They did not have the power to say one single word. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is extremely merciful at heart, he glanced at Advaitacharya. He said, it was because of your desire that I descended to this world. You worshipped me many times. I was staying in the milk ocean, but when I heard your loud calls, my sleep was broken. And unable to bear to see the suffering of the conditioned souls, you brought me here to deliver them all. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then gestured at all the devotees that surrounded him, and he said, all the Vaishnavas that you see assembled are the objects of loving meditation for Lord Brahma and the Devatas. And hearing Sri Chaitanya's words, Advaita and his wife raised their arms in the air and they began to weep. And Advaita said, today my life has become fully successful. Today my desires, my birth, my deeds have all borne their proper fruit. Today, he said to Mahaprabhu, today I have seen your lotus feet, who even the Vedas indirectly chant the glories of. And now that you have appeared, the suffering people of this world will be delivered. I myself have not the power to deliver them. I myself do not have that power. And speaking these words, Advaitacharya floated in an ocean of prema bhakti. Everyone chant, chant! Everyone chant,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
And after hearing the loving words of Sri Advaitacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke four words to him. The Lord said, you may worship me. And accepting the Lord's order, Advaitacharya first washed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet with scented water. He then anointed the Lord's lotus face with fragrances. Dipping tulsi manjaris into sandal paste, he placed them along with argya on the Lord's feet. He then worshipped the Lord with five upacharas: fragrance, flowers, incense, lamps, and nivedana, food, from Advaita Charya's eyes, as he was worshipping, streamed tears. He offered a lamp with five flames, and again he bowed down. And at the end of his worship, Sri Advaita Charya loudly called out, Jai, Jai, Jai. After he then offered garlands, garments, and ornaments. Thus Advaita Charya, who saw everything through the eyes of Shastra, he worshipped the Lord. He then recited verses and offered dandavat obeisances, and then he chanted, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Radhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is the worshipable deity for all Brahminical men, who is the well-wisher of the cows and Brahmanas, and who is always benefiting the entire world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Krishna and Govinda. Speaking these words, Advaita again offered his own respectful obeisances. He recited many prayers for many Shastras. He then continued speaking the glory of the Lord. He said, All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the master of all lives. All glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is an ocean of mercy. All glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who makes the words of his devotees come true. All glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has descended to this world. All glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose heart is delighted by the goddess Lakshmi Devi's beauty. Glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is decorated with Srivats and Kastuba. Glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who reveals to the world the Hare Krishna mantra. All glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who enjoys pastimes with his devotees. Glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who rests on Anantashesha. Glories to the Lord, who is the shelter of Anantashesha. Who is the shelter of all living entities. O Lord, you are Vishnu, you are Krishna, you are Narayan, you are Matsya, you are Koma, you are Eternal, you are Varaha, you are Vamandev. Yuga after yuga, you protect the Vedas. You kill the Rakshasas. You are the life of Sita. You give a benediction to Guha. You deliver Ahalya. You came to this world for Prahlad's sake. Killing Hiranyakashipu, you accepted the name of Nrisimhadev. You are the crest jewel of all the devatas. You are the king of brahmanas. You eat all the offerings in Jagannath Puri. Searching for you, the four Vedas wander from place to place, and hiding from them, still, you have come here to Navadvip. O Lord, you are very expert at hiding. Still, the devotees find you and bring you out of your hiding place. You have descended to this world to begin the Sankirtan movement. In the countless universes, nothing but you exists. Shiva and Parvati overcome by tasting the nectar of your lotus feet. With a single mind, Goddess Lakshmi serves your feet. With his thousands of mouths, Anantashesha sings the glories of your feet. Brahma always worships your feet. The Shrutis, Smritis, and Puranas sing the glories of your feet. Your feet cross beyond Satyaloka. Your feet place the great treasure on King Bali's head. The Ganga descends from your feet. Shiva earnestly places your feet on his own head. Advaita Charya's vast intelligence defeated many millions of Brihaspatis, and therefore Advaita perfectly understood the pure and exalted position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he floated in the tears flowing from his own eyes. He then fell down at the Lord's glorious feet. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the super soul, who knows everyone's heart. He knows everything in everyone's heart. He also knew the desire in the heart of Sri Advaitacharya. And he placed his lotus feet upon the Acharya's head. And all the devotees immediately began calling out, Jai! Jai! Arimo! Arimo! Except they called it out very loudly and with great enthusiasm. Let's try one more time. Arimo! Arimo! Okay, a little bit better. Thank you. Some devotees rolled on the ground. Okay, not now. Todobadme. Some clapped their arms. Some embraced each other. Some loudly wept. And all the desires of Advaitacharya and his wife were now fulfilled. And by the Lord's placing his lotus feet on their heads, they attained everything that they desired. Lord Chaitanya then commanded Advaita, O Nara, chant my holy names and dance. And accepting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, Lord Advaita manifested different moods of devotion and he began to dance. The charming sound of kirtan arose and Advaitacharya danced before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At one moment, he danced enthusiastically. Another, he danced very gracefully. Another moment, he placed a straw between his teeth. Another moment, he ran around in a circle. Another moment, he fell to the ground and just rolled. Another moment, he fell completely unconscious to the ground. And when he heard the kirtan, he would deeply sigh. He danced in ecstasy because he could not stay still. And at the end, he became in the mood of a humble servant. And no one could understand his inconceivable power. Running and running, he ran to the side of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then all of a sudden, Advaitacharya, he looked at Lord Nityananda. And he moved his eyebrows. And he began to laugh. Oh, Nittai, it is good that you have come here. I have not seen you for many days, and today I will tie you up. Where will you go then? At one moment, Advaita would speak as if he was the Lord, and another moment he would speak as if he was intoxicated, and Nityananda just laughed and laughed at Advaitacharya's activities. Actually, they were both the same person, but now they had manifested in two for the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, He is fortunate who knows that Lord Nityananda and Lord Advaitacharya are not different. They both descended to this world from the spiritual world, and please see their quarrels as only pastimes, as the inconceivable activities of the Supreme Lord Himself. They love the Lord as Lord Shiva and Ananta Shesha love the Lord. They are both dear to Lord Krishna Chaitanya. And anyone who, not understanding their quarrels, takes sides, bowing down before one and criticizing the other, such a person perishes. It sounds like there were some problems going on at that time of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Advaitacharya then began to dance. And seeing his dancing, all the Vaishnavas became plunged in an ocean of bliss. Then Lord Chaitanya commanded Acharya to stop. And he placed a command on his head. Placing this command, Advaitacharya stopped dancing. Then the Lord took the garland from his own neck and he placed it upon the neck of Advaitacharya. He began to laugh. he laughed and laughed, and he said to Dwaitacharya, ask me for any benediction you want. Ask me for any benediction. And hearing these words, Advaita gave no reply. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again said, ask, ask, ask. He demanded that Advaitacharya ask for a benediction. And Advaitacharya said, what more could I ask for? The boon I desired, your lotus feet upon my head, has already been attained. And I have danced before you. And in this way, I have attained all the desires in my heart. What more can I desire? I have directly seen you. Moving his head very gracefully back and forth. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because of you, I came here. In home after home, in home after home, I will preach the Sankirtan movement, and the whole world will sing my glory, and the whole world will dance. The devotional service that Brahma, Shiva, Narada, and all the sages and demigods perform austerities to attain, I will freely give this away. This, Mahaprabhu said, I am telling you. Then Advaitacharya said, if you will give away devotional service, then please give it to the sudras. Give your devotional service to the fools. Give it to all lowly beings. But don't give it to those who are intoxicated with the pride of their learning, their wealth, their noble families, their austerities, and those who stop your devotees, don't give it to them, and those who stop others from serving you. And then Advaitacharya said something very heavy, let those burn in hell. But by your mercy, let your devotees, even down to the lowest born, let them sing your glories, let them sing your names, and let them dance in ecstasy. And hearing Advaitacharya's words, Lord Chaitanya roared, I accept all that you say. It will all be true. It will all be true. I've read other translations of this where Advaitacharya said, let those who blaspheme the devotees burn in hell. The whole world now witnesses the truth of these words. The Lord is indeed merciful to the lowly and the foolish. Thus the Chandalas and other lowly people sing the Lord's glories and dance, while the great Brahmanas, the Bhattas, the Misras, the Chakravartis, they mock him and criticize him. They may study the Shastra, they may shave their heads, but their intelligence is dead. By the power of Sri Advaitacharya, the whole world attained pure love for Krishna. Goddess Saraswati, the mother of the worlds, knows all the conversations Lord Chaitanya and Lord Advaita shared about their love for Krishna. And entering the devotees' tongues, Goddess Saraswati sings the limitless glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vrindavan Das Thakur ends by saying, I bow down before the feet of all the Vaishnavas. I pray that I will not offend them. Thus, Advaitacharya and his wife attain the fulfillment of their desires. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, are my life and soul. And I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Everyone chant. Sri Adwaita Charda Ki Jai, Sri Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Sri La Prabhupada Ki Jai. Everyone chant. Sri La Prabhupada Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.